This has been a test of the emergency assassination broadcast system. If this has been an actual emergency, you have been advised to go to your nearest server and take out monsters at will.
Welcome, Resilient Clan members. This is A3D Radio on the air, July 21st, 1998, and I am pissed off. Okay, here we are, another show, another day, another dollar. And why am I pissed off? Well, I've been pissed off since Friday. And, there's been a lot of things happen since the website went up and since the 14th when I did the last show. And, you know, I realize that to a certain degree that everybody has their own thoughts on, you know, why I would say I'm pissed off. Why would I come on a show and say I'm pissed, you know? And you'd say, you know, well, I'm pissed too. Or some of you might say, I don't give a damn. And, you know, I'm not going to play the fuck it song. I really think that this is a slow start, and I want to say one thing that I just, you know, I've like recorded this four or five times, and number one, a group that is divided against itself, cannot stand, and yes, Mousers fucking suck. I just want to play a tune. That was understood, you know, if you could hear it. If not, rewind it, you know, play it again. If you know the song, you already know the lyrics. But, you know, I throw out a lot of this music to serve a purpose. It is sometimes lyrical content that you can't understand, maybe because of the band or the recording or the real audio or what have you, but each thing, you know, I see it as a long trail of historical content, of how we feel, of how I feel, and, you know, in the me factor, you know, me, you know. Some people who say me don't want to have A3D on their name any longer. You know, that's a me thing. And those who are still here and that are listening and that are, you know, did you see the participation in the IRC last Friday? Did you see that? Do you know I have my ICQ pretty much full with everybody that is clan now, and it won't even fit on a 17-inch screen, 1024 by 768. I mean, I have to scroll it, along with some other people that I know. Very few that I keep on ICQ because I care about you people. And that's inside the game and outside the game, and I think more people that feel this way, there was a core of people who have carried this clan so far, and it's past a year now. And that core is going to continue to grow. And if those people continue to involve themselves and continue to participate in the manner within which they have, and make the suggestions they have. There is no way anything will get us down. This week, and I hope that everybody's enjoying it. Those who sent in WAV files, they'll be on the next show, I'm hoping. I had a theme for the show. I worked up some ideas and so forth, and it just didn't pan out. So, you know, sometimes that happens, and you get back on the horse, and you just keep on riding. Anyway, the private show is still available on my domain if you want to check it out. I still think that's a valid thing to check out. The skin pack is also available there. If you don't have it, you can get it in its original form there. There's been some talk about the binds and how to make them more concise and so forth, so they don't send so much information that you can't read it as you're playing match play. That's something that I think people could work on and go out and just hit the station and toss some messages out, toss some ammo out, toss some weapons out, and just see how that works between you and friends who play on the server, clan members. Malleus has server donations, if you don't know about it already, and I think if you'd like to see Assassination Station a bigger, more powerful machine to handle, I know I get spurts where I can't even function on the server, and then it comes and goes. It's just hard for me to say what's causing that. That's why I am upgrading, and hope to get Steve-O some information on what kind of frame rates and so forth I get. I sure hope the Mousers are ready for my upgrade. The other things I wanted to talk about is Intruder's Mass Murder on the Trophy Showcase. If you haven't seen it yet, you have got something to look at, because it's just unreal. I'd like to thank Darksire for the little wave at the beginning of the show, speaking of which I did use one and I plan on using more. That was a really great thing. I think it opened up the show real nicely. Also, speaking of tournaments and team matches and so forth, I think silence is a good thing. You know, someone representing the clan should do all the talking, and maybe that's the way it works. I mean, it still gets, you know, somebody in trouble, but I can't see how assassins can talk with that big, you know, cloth over their mouth. Anyway, I also had an idea on forwarding servers. I don't know if anybody knows how this is done, but I've been on Quake World servers where if you get in there and the match is going on, or there's, and this could be a public thing too, if it's full, the server automatically tosses you to another server in the link or the chain or something along those lines, a very similar address, maybe a different port number to play on another server where there might be some room. If that could be done with any of our servers that we was to go to or what have you, or somebody can take this idea and run with it, wouldn't that screw up ZBot? If ZBot does exist and people are using it, or any kind of proxy anything, tossing people from one IP address to another one could really stop all the ZBot talk, because there's no way I could imagine a proxy to handle that. Of course, they're on our heels all the time when it comes to cheating. Anyway, lastly, I did finally try out action.telefrag.com, ActionQuake. If you haven't checked it out, there's not that many binds. I've got them over here somewhere. I just went ahead and bound the most needed things, which was Open Door, Bandage, and Reload. So you could reload your gun and put a bandage on when you needed it to stop you from losing health, because you bleed everywhere you go once you get shot. And the Open Door. The only thing I don't like about Action Quake is when you fall off the least little thing, you get smashed. And I guess it's supposed to be super realistic. But there's also drop item, drop weapon, sniper, and a lens thing there. But if you haven't got to check it out yet, I actually thought it was fun. If I could entice you to play Action Quake for the hell of it, is to get into that one level where you go up under there where that parking garage is, and you go up in the dark and hang out there around the cars and wait for somebody to come along. That's really neat. And of course, tossing a grenade in, opening a door and tossing a grenade in, and then closing the door, that's the gas one, because they pretty much are just dead. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and finish off the show with this little piece, and I think it'll make all the sense in the world. And if you think I'm being too blue, then maybe you should send me over some Mouser stew. For Clan A3D Radio, this is Menthol, signing off.